We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
Sound like an old man. God knows I'm getting closer and closer to being an older man, but I try to refrain from really leaning into it. But I didn't mention it yesterday, but it stayed on my mind. And watching that selection show on Sunday, some of you know where I'm going, especially if you're younger. Here we go, Vern. Vern's going to complain. When they would go to the teams celebrating that they got into the NCAA tournament, the amount of athletes that were staring at their phone, right, Snapchatting and Instagramming and tweeting just drove me up a wall, man. Take a mental snapshot. Don't these snapshots and Instagram, aren't all these posts eventually going to be lost in the mix? Don't you want something that you can close your eyes and remember what it was like? I think that's coming up because I'm going to a concert on Thursday, and I know I'm going to be annoyed at how many people watch the concert through their phone. All right, I'm sounding old. I told you I would sound old. I don't want to sound old. I have to start biting my tongue a little bit more. All right, so it's day two without Ron the Show Hughley. I'm Josh Vernier. That is a refreshed Stephen Serta. We are with you until 2 o'clock. A lot to get to today, but I actually want to start with Ron the Show Hughley, who will be back on Monday after this week-long vacation with his family out at Royals spring training. Do want to get to some Royals. Do want to talk about that Mike Trout deal. I don't think it's a great day for baseball, but we'll get to that. I do want to start with Ron's guy and Bill Self. In the news a lot lately because of something that we actually brought up on this show early in the college basketball season. And you know what? I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. It's something that's in the news quite a bit throughout Bill Self's tenure in Lawrence, and that is the possible opportunity in the NBA. Now, before we get into this, let it be known that Bill Self doesn't owe Kansas. He doesn't owe it to them to ride this thing out, in my opinion. Bill Self has delivered for Kansas in a way that very few in not just college basketball history, but in sports history have. Now, if he does leave this offseason, next offseason, whenever it does ultimately happen, if it ultimately does happen, if he leaves, it's my opinion that it should be met with a standing ovation from Kansas fans and a sincere thank you. Right, 10 Sweet 16s, a trio of Final Fours, the Hall of Fame, a national title. Yeah, he doesn't owe it to anyone. But I do think, you know, if I had to choose someone or something, what does he owe? Who does he owe? He does owe it to himself. I do think he owes it to himself to get another title in college basketball. Another title so he can finally join that class that he belongs in. Right? He fits every criteria to be in that class. Checks all the boxes to be in that upper echelon class. Well, checks all the boxes but one. He needs that second title. Boeheim does as well. That's why Jim Boeheim is the oldest coach in all of college basketball. He acknowledges that he needs that second title. By the way, I don't know if this is well known. I didn't know it until I saw it on Twitter last week. Did you know that not only is Jim Boeheim the oldest coach in all of college basketball, He's the oldest coach in the history of D1 basketball. Does that surprise anyone else? And have you seen Tom Izzo lately? Man, I watched that Big Ten championship on Sunday. That dude is looking. He looks older than Jim Boeheim. And Jim Boeheim's the oldest college basketball coach in D1 history. Izzo's another one that needs that second title. He's in the class with Self and Boeheim, where we all understand they're the great, they're the greatest, or in the conversation for some of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time, but they're not in that next class. Coach K, Roy Williams, Dean Smith, you know the class. But it is an interesting dynamic with Bill Self. And the ego is a funny thing. Right? Is your, and this is a question for the coach, is your legacy the most important thing? Having people worship you and building statues of you on campus. Is that paramount? Because if so, then maybe you should rest easy, Kansas fans, because you will always be a deity in Lawrence. They got you. Stick it out there. Or is your ego tempted by money and fame? Because you may be able to get more out of an NBA team, more cash. And Greg Popovich has said this season that he's not sure about coaching the San Antonio Spurs next season. And we all know the San Antonio ties for Bill Self, at least within that Spurs organization, of course. And then, of course, there's the unparalleled fame that could await in Los Angeles if LeBron and Magic Johnson come calling. Now, I don't know what Bill Self will ultimately do, but I can tell you this. Again, he doesn't owe it to Kansas to fight through the possibility of sanctions. Some of you might want to believe that even if the NCAA brings the hammer down on Kansas, that Bill Self, acknowledging that he was a part of the reason why these sanctions ultimately fall in Lawrence, that he would want to see them through. Man, he doesn't owe it. He doesn't owe it to him to continue this charade of shoe companies and funneling money to these kids. Right, this corrupt cycle of adults exploiting kids. It's my opinion that he doesn't owe it to Kansas. And I'll tell you another thing. His quotes to Sam Mellinger in today's Kansas City Star, they don't make me, again, this is me, they don't make me lean one way or the other. Now, he was emphatic, and it was an interesting read, Mellinger's piece on Bill Self. Right, when Self says he's, quote, not motivated to leave Lawrence. I believe him. A lot of his quotes were just vague enough. And I think that's a good description of what it's like or what is needed to be a college basketball coach. You have to be able to speak vague enough to answer the question put forth, but not really say anything. So when he says he's not motivated to leave Lawrence, I believe him. But you and I know you can quickly become motivated if the ego gets revved up. Like most people, all you need to do is get a little booty shaking in front of you, and all of a sudden that ego's revved up. Someone waves some money in front of you. When Bill Self says he's, quote, looking forward to seeing this NCAA issue through, again, I believe him because, again, he's justifiably untouchable at that school. Why would he sweat what could be coming from the NCAA, even if sanctions are levied? It's not as if he's going to feel the brunt of that from the Kansas faithful. Not in my opinion, he won't. And when he says this season, quote, motivated him to be in this business of coaching for a long time. Again, I obviously believe him. I never thought that he didn't love coaching. So again, it may sound like it was an emphatic statement that I'm here to stay, damn it. To me, it was just him answering the questions as he should on March 18th, 2019. But again, the ego is an interesting thing, and we are all ever evolving. You couldn't blame him if he ultimately does evolve and change his mind and move on from Lawrence. You couldn't blame him if he wanted to. We got K-State basketball coming your way on Friday at 1 o'clock right here as they open up the NCAA tournament. Your home for Wildcat Athletics is right here on 610 Sports Radio. Serta and I have something pretty cool coming up, college basketball and NAIA. Information on that and how you could really help Serta and I as we do something that hasn't been done in about a decade and a half. More on that coming up in our 11 o'clock hour. Before we get to this break, I did want to bring up something that Serta was the first that I heard mention this, and that is the idea of Jordy Nelson being the replacement for Chris Conley in this receiving core for the Kansas City Chiefs. Jordy Nelson, of course, the former K-State wide receiver, released by the Oakland Raiders. Chris Conley, the former Chief, is now signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. My not issue with this, because I'm about it, I think he would be a terrific number four wide receiver. You can still have DeMarcus Robinson as a potential deep threat. But Jordy Nelson, your sure-handed underneath wide receiver. I'm about bringing Jordy Nelson in to be this team's number four. Serta, I'm just not sure how Chiefs fans will react when Jordy Nelson puts up better numbers than Sammy Watkins.
Well, I mean, they'll freak out a little bit, but luckily you can get out of Sammy Steele after next season. But Jordy could easily give you the production that Sammy put up last year, in my opinion. I think Sammy, at this point, is still more talented because Jordy's old and he's got a lot of wear and tear, but I think Jordy Nelson's still a competent wide receiver.
8 years older. Jordy's 34 in May. Sammy's 26 coming up in June. Since Jordy Nelson tore his ACL, he's played three NFL seasons, played in at least 15 games in all three. Sammy's only played in 15 games twice in his 5 years in the NFL. And last year, Jordy actually did outproduce Sammy Watkins. Of course, injury has something to do with that, but man, even with the injury, the quarterback difference you would think would be glaring, and yet Jordy Nelson caught 72% of passes to him. Sammy Watkins, 73. Jordy Nelson averaged 49 yards a game. Sammy Watkins, 52 yards a game. Jordy Nelson had 63 catches last year with Derek Carr. Sammy Watkins, 40 with Patrick Mahomes. I'm ready to bring Jordy Nelson to Kansas City to be this team's number four. I don't know if the fans are ready, though, to see that number four wide receiver outproduce your 26-year-old top five $22 million Sammy Watkins wide receiver. 913-576-7610 is our phone number. We will sprinkle in your phone calls throughout the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.